I recall clearly my first therapy session with Anne Sexton. Her vivid description was poignant with regard to her total inability to live the life she believed was demanded of her. She felt helpless, unable to function as a wife or mother, and expressed resentment at having her children taken away from her, yet at the same time she recognized that she was truly unable to care for them. In many ways, she loved her children and family dearly, but she simply could not cope with the roles required. Although she was trying her best to live up to the 1950s image of the good wife and mother, she found the task completely beyond her. Since I have always believed that it is at least as important to understand a patient's resources as to determine the amount of psychopathology, I sought to explore Anne's resources and goals. She had married early and had barely finished high school. She particularly regretted her lack of formal education, which contributed to her feelings of inadequacy.